on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the last two lines, bottom of the page. So we saw the question yesterday. Let's see it again. By Mine Rav Ami Rav Nachman Tashmi Shamit Al Rabbanan Inui Nefesh Shuva Dvarim Shabein Oleveina. So we saw Beferish in the Brisa yesterday that according to Rav Yossi, that if she asks Tashmi Shemita, that's Beino Leveina. But now we're asking, according to Rabbanan, though, Choshitash Rabbanan, is it Inui Nefesh or Dvarim Shabeino Leveina? So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman answered, Tinisua. It's a Mishnah later on Tzadi Yamud Beis. That answers our question. We're going to see clearly from over there that's Beino Leveina. How so? It says over there, Unatula Ani Mina Yudim. She makes a neder that she's going to be Netula Mina Yudim. Rashi says, last Rashi on the page, Moderes Ani Mehem Mitashmish. So she's ushering Tashmish, her having Tashmish with any Jew. Okay, Shelo Yeneh Shum Yudi Mimen. No Jew can have Hana from her. Okay, she's ushering Hana from all Jews. So what's the din? Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Yafer Chelko Umeshamshato Uvusehei Netula Miniyudim. So the husband's Mayfair, but that's fine for now. But then if she ever, let's say, leaves him and marries somebody else, she's going to be Aser to him. In other words, she can't get enough from anybody else. Now, V'yamart Neder Nidui Nefesh Ave, if you want to say that Tashmish is Inui Nefesh, Amaite Netula Mini Yudim. So why should you be Aser from other? If you remember, what's one of our differences between Inui Nefesh and the Beino Leveina, right? Inui Nefesh, the Hafara sticks forever, even if she gets married to somebody, yeah, whatever, it's Mufar forever. But if it's Beino Leveina, it's only for now, but if she gets married again, then the neder comes back. So here we're seeing that the hafara is not forever, right? She's still netula min yudim later. So therefore, what do we see? It's not inui nefesh. It's beino leveina. So shema mina dvarim shebeino leveina avian. Okay, good. So that's answered our question. We see that even according to Rabbanan, Tashmish Amita is beino leveina. But Gemara is docha that and says no. Ula Rabbanan Tibailach says Lamaisa, according to Rabbanan, you still got a question. Why? Because Mishum the Natula Mini Yudim is Rabbi Yosik Tanila. Because it doesn't help us. Very nice. You're bringing this Mishnah, which shows that it's Beinola Beinatash Mish Shkoyach, but that's Rabbi Yosi. And we know already from the other Brisa Rabbi Yosi holds that it's Beinola Beinat. We want to know according to Rabbanan. Why do I assume that this Mishnah later on that we're bringing this Raya from is Rabbi Yosi? Because the Amar Rav Huna Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yosi. Because the entire Perek, whenever it says, it doesn't say a person, the Mishnah is written Stam, Rav Huna says it's Rabbi Yosi. And how does he know that? Because Kevan Diktani, Rabbi Yosi Omer Ein Elu Nidrei Dri Nefesh. Lama Le Sula Misna Hareze Yafer Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Shma Mina Mikan Ve'Elech Rabbi Yosi. If you remember, we made this Ha'ara, the beginning of the parak, right? That it was the Mishnah is a little bit strange because the Mishnah starts off, and when it says, or not starts off, but Rabbi Yosi argues in the Tanakhama, and he says, no, Ein Elu Nidrei Nefesh. Remember with the Rechitza and the Kishu, and he goes, no, these are not Inui Nefesh. So it says Rabbi Yosi, and then it brings down again a Rabbi Yosi, and it says Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So why does it have to say Divrei Rabbi Yosi? We didn't see anybody else in the Mishnah since we mentioned Rabbi Yosi's name. So why do you have to say it again at the end of the Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Yosi? So this is to hint to us that from now on, the whole parak, till the end of the parak, any time we have a stum person, it's Rabbi Yosi. That's how he learns. So Mela Shkoyach, you're bringing the Mishnah on Tzadi Amud Beis, this is towards the end of this parak, Masechet. You're trying to say, you see, here's a very nice, you're bringing that Mishnah, but that's Rabbi Yosi, because everybody, every stum Mishnah until the end of the parak is Rabbi Yosi. So we didn't gain anything, because we know Rabbi Yossi held Beino Leveino Tashmish. So we didn't answer a question. Okay, so that's that, and we leave it at that, unanswered. I guess she can. She did tulum minyudi. Okay, says Rashi, Yafir chel koshet hei muteras lo, so at least to him, she can be muter, tehei na tulum minyudim, lekashit garesh, tehei asura al alma, right? She's asur to everybody. But my tale to minyudim, keshe mitzgarsha, veha amar le'el, why should she be asur? To everybody after she gets divorced. Ah, but we said before that dvarim sheish behem inui nefesh may fear bein laso bein lecherim. It's mufar for him and for others, meaning even after she gets divorced, it stays forever mufar. So why should she be aser later? Elamigatani de'eno tulim yadim. And it says, in fact, that she has aser de'eno yachola affair. So shma mina mishim the dvarim shebeino levina havian. It's the dvarim shebeino levina, and therefore that's why the hafara doesn't stick. It comes back and she's us. So we said the Rabbanan Tibayach, very good, but it's still a question according to Rabbanan, Iba Inui Nefeshu, or Idvarim Shabeno Levena. The Mihacha Lake Alamashramina, Midi Ilibai. We don't have an answer for Rabbanan yet. Why? Mishim Natula, Nimi Udim, Rabbi Yossi Ktani, Dama Rabhuna, Kule Pirk, and Olper, Kulo, Stami, and the Mestisi, and every time we have somebody that's, there's no name to it, it's Rabbi Yossi Tanila. Mimai, Midiktani Rabbi Yossi Amir, Ein Elu Chule, says Rashi, Lamali Tu Lemisne Hareze Yafir, Di Rabbi Yossi. We have to say again, it's Di Rabbi Yossi. The Lot Sarich, you don't have to. The Haakati, Lake Mandapali. So far, if nobody is arguing, so we didn't say anybody else. So Shema Mina, the Mikan Ve Elech, Havian Kul, who stomach Rabbi Yossi. So teach us that everybody's, every Stam Mishnah from now on is Rabbi Yossi. Okay. New Inyan. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. So Shmuel says in the name of Levi, called Nidarim, referring to here of Inui Nefesh, Bal Mefer Lishto, okay, Inui Nefesh, things the husband can mefer for his wife, Chutz Min Hanasi Al Ploni, except if the wife users herself onto somebody else, that's not Inui Nefesh. Okay, She'eno Mefer. Bat Aval Hanas Ploni Alai Mefer. Okay, so the Yesod of Shmuel here, which we're going to ask on, etc. But Shmuel's Yesod is that if the woman users herself on having hana, even from one person, that's called Inui Nefesh. In other words, you can get hana from everybody, anybody, just this one person, I'm not going to hana from Ploni, that's already, according to Shmuel, that's enough grounds to be called Inui Nefesh, because maybe she's going to, you know, get into a situation which only he could help her, or something, and give her something to eat or whatever, and then and she won't be able to take from him, that would be Inui Nefesh. That's his Chiddush. So his Chiddush is, and any one person, even not Hana, that's already called Inui Nefesh, and the husband can make her. Okay. Now we're going to ask some questions here. First question, none, from our own Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if a woman says, Peras Medina Zualai, Yavila Midana Cheres, we saw, if a person, she users fruit from one country, the husband can't be made for. Why? Just because he can bring from another country. What do we see? Ready, Akasha, on Shmuel. Because here, not only one person, she's usering the whole country, right? Getting from the whole country. And yet, we say, okay, let's get another country, get somewhere else. It's not Inui Nefesh. We see, even if the one whole country she ushering on herself, that's still not Inui Nefesh. You can get from somebody else, somewhere else. So Mele, it's a Kashan Shmuel, who says even one person, she can't get on off already, it's considered Inui Nefesh. So Gemara's answer is, Amar of Yosef, the Ka'amra Shetavi. So he makes a new Kimta, that our Mishnah is not talking Kipshuto, when she's just saying, I can't get, I'm not going to get any, you know, fruit from this country. No, it's talking about where she says specifically, I'm not going to get hana if you bring fruit from this country. In other words, only what the husband brings from that country. But somebody else can bring from the country, she can bring from that country. She's not asking that. She's only asking her husband to bring her fruit from that country. Mimele, that's not the same, right? Shmuel was talking about if you usher completely that country or person or whatever, then that's Inui Nefesh. But here, she's not ushering it completely. It's only for her husband to bring her, she's ushering. But she can bring, others can bring, and therefore, since it's not Akasha on Shmuel, that's why it's not Inui Nefesh. Okay. Tashma. So we have another attempt. Next thing we saw in our Mishnah as well, Peres chen venize alai, ein yachol lefer. Right? Remember the next thing was on the store. She says, I'm not going to, you know, eat from the fruit from the store. So what does it say? Also, not eating nefesh. Why? Because she gets from another store. Kasha again on Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you asser one person specific thing, it's already eating nefesh. Here, not so. She's assering this store, or this from this storekeeper, whatever, and yet it's not eating nefesh. Get from somewhere else. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. More answers the same way. Hachanami deka amra shetaviyata. She's not saying she's not going to get anything out from the store, just not from her husband, that her husband brings her from that store. But again, she can go, others can go, it's not a problem, and therefore she's not totally ushering any specific one person or store. Okay, but the Gemara has a problem with that. Why? Because the last case. And that is, if it says, lo haisa parnasato el mimenu harizi afer, that same store though, if the husband has credit line only from that store, so then that's a different story. So then he can be made for, because that is inui nefesh, because that's the only place where he can go, and therefore she might end up not having fruit or whatever. So that is considered inui nefesh, and he can be made for. So now, if we're going to say v'i amar tekaam reshet aviyata amai yafer. So if we're going to say, like we were saying, that this all these cases are talking about, she's only ushering the husband from bringing, but she can bring, others can bring, so then why could it be Mayfair, right? The husband doesn't have credit line. Big deal. She can still get it herself. She can get it from, other people can get it. She's not, it's not, doesn't rule out this store. As if that's what we're talking about, that she only ushered her husband from bringing, but others, she or others can bring. So it's not, she didn't ask her that, so why should it be that Ariza Yefer is Inu Yenefesh Bechla? Ella, what do you have to say? Mida Seifa de lo maisi balhave resha de kamaisi hi. So you have to say that just like the case of the Seifa means when she said, when the husband has a credit line only there, etc., we have to say that's talking about not in the case where she is saying only you can't bring me, but nobody can bring me. So if that's what the Seifa is talking about, also the Reisha, the first case when she's answering the store in general, and then husband, not the husband only has a credit line there, but in general she's answering the store, you have to say also that's talking about when nobody can bring. She's not answering only her husband, but nobody can bring from that store. And yet we still see in that case, if there's not the credit line, regular case of the store, we see that the husband over there cannot be Mayfair. Right, because it's not even doing that. You can go from to another place or whatever. So we see from here that even though one store is off bounds from her, from everybody, not her, from nobody can bring it from that store. It's off bounds. Yet we still see it's not even nefesh. Can't be made for her husband. So that's a kasha again on Shmuel. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella Reisha Yachin Yachol Afer Udekamaisihi. So the Gemara is now saying, okay, you're right. The case of the store, let's say, in Achanami, is not talking about the dafka husband can't bring, nobody's allowed to bring, and yet still it's he can't be Mayfair, any Yechol Afer, it's not Inui Nefesh. I, Kasha and Shmuel. He says, no, why is it not Kasha and Shmuel? Turn it to Pei Beis Lamed Beis, because Mesnisin is Rabbi Yossi. Because the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, meaning, again, this is our Mishnah, and our Mishnah, we said, until the end of the parak, is all Rabbi Yossi. So you can't really ask a kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel could say, that's Rabbi Yossi, but I don't know, like Rabbi Yossi al Rabbanan. Meaning, we see Rabbi Yossi, Shita is, he's very machmir, right? This is Ninu Nefesh, that's not Ninu Nefesh, he can't be Mefer, it's not Ninu Nefesh, he's very machmir, okay? So you can say the same thing over here. Shmuel would say, you're right. Rabbi Yossi would say, you can't be Mayfair over here. It's not Inui Nefesh, because even though one person's off bounds, it doesn't matter. She can get from elsewhere. It's not Inui Nefesh. But that's, again, Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbanan would be more makel in such a situation. And they would say, nah, it's Inui Nefesh, even though it's one store or whatever. And that's who I'm holding like. And it was my shita that even one store is already, or one person that's already called Inui Nefesh, that's the Rabbana. You can't bring me a kasha from this Mishnah, because this Mishnah, we've been saying all the Mishnahs are Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, we know, is always Machmir. So he's Machmir. He says, no, that's not Inui Nefesh. Like he does, usually Machmir. The Amar Rav Huna, Kule Pirkin again is Rabbi Yossi, like we said, the whole Pirik is Rabbi Yossi. Umay Ein Yachol Afer, Mishuminui Nefesh. Aval, Mefer, Nadarim Shabin Olaveina. But in Agav, we're saying it's Rabbi Yossi, and, but Agav, even though we're saying it's Rabbi Yossi, and by the fruit, it says that, therefore, he can't be Mefer, because you can get fruit from another store or whatever, but it's only not a case of Inui Nefesh, but it still is of Al Mefer, Devarandim Shabin Olaveina. It is considered still Bein Olaveina. Not considered because it's a tirka for him still to go to other store or whatever. So it's not inui nefesh for her because she could get it, but it's still considered beino leveina because he has to matriach himself and get it from other places. Okay, that's that. That's just Rashi. Okay. Kol nedarim. So kol nedarim shall inui nefesh. Chutz minanati al ploni sheinu mefer, that not the lohave lo nidrin nefesh v'lo the dvarim shebein olaveina, that's neither. She's asking herself on somebody else. Aval amra hanas ploni alai, she's asking ploni on her specifically shelo enemi menu, then yafir, he could be mefer. Why? That's called inui nefesh. We saw that was the chiddush of Shmuel. Even one person that's asking on her, that's already inui nefesh. I mean, we said Paris Medina zu alai, hainu dumia danas ploni alai, which would be similar, Medina or ploni, uktani, yet we, what do we see? Yavila mi danas cheres, he can't be made for bring from somewhere else, the ein yachol afer. So it's kashan shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef answered, I'm Rabbi Yosef, kiktani yavila mi medina cheres, te amra Paris Medina zu, shetavi mina shuk alai. It's only the husband to bring her. That's what it means. That's its aser. From the husband to bring from that country. But others, herself, that's not a problem. Hilkach, lo yefer, that's why lo yefer, because that's not called the lo avinui nefesh klal. Even according to Shmuel, right? The lo asra legamri, peres medina alea, el otan, shiavila, who? Only what the husband brings, but not all the peres. Elahanas, the Girsa Nebach is ploni alai de kaasra al nafsha legamri. Bein al yidei atzmo, bein al yidei acherim, hasam have inui, hilkach yafer. But what is totally, know that nobody can give, bring her, not her husband, not others, not her, that is what Shmuel meant is inui nefesh, and therefore that he could be made for. Peres chenveni, hainu dumia danas ploni alai. It's also similar, because this person, this chenveni, uktani lo yafer. And here we see, he can't be mefer. It's not inui nefesh. And according to Shmuel, it should be, etc. So achanami v'chule, answer the same way, it says he's bringing. Aiv ami ktani seifa, lo haita pranat sato elami menu. Shabal einu ragil likach elami oto chenveni. He only has credit line from that chenveni, velo miacher. Lefi she'ino mamino, v'ze eino mamin el lebal v'lo l'shlucho. Not to the bal, only the bal, or and not to shliach. Hareze yafer v'yavi la umidahach. The girsa in the bach is umidahach seifa deka asya ihi. That she's also users herself from that nobody can bring, not herself, not nobody. So tulo efshalu ukma. So now we can't say that the resha is. To taviata, that it's talking about adiata. Since the seifa, with the credit line there, it can't be talking about only the husband. It has to be talking about even her. Nobody can get it. She can't get enough from anybody from that guy. So also, you have to say the ratio. It's also talking about that. And then the bach's not chorus the next few words, and it says v'hadar kushin duduch. And therefore, we still have a kasha and shmuel. So then we answered up, and we said, basically, you're right. It's a kashan rule, but it's not, because it's Rabbi Yossi. It would only be a kashan rule if this is a Rabbanan. But this is Rabbi Yossi. Ella, says Rashi, lo'olam vadai kedakamarta resha dekamaisihi vafilu hachilo kashets. You're right. Fine. It's talking about that nobody, she can't get from anybody. Not her, not nobody's allowed to bring. But it's still not a kashan shmuel. Why? The mesnesi Rabbi Yossi, because her mission is Rabbi Yossi. Numai eno yachol afer diktani. So this is the tziyun. This is going really on what we saw on Amud Beis. And I'm not going to do the whole Rashi here because he's bringing a nusach achrina, which is complicates things. So we'll just stick with the pasha pshat, the first part here. So we said at the end that even though it's Rabbi Yossi, and even though we said he can't be mefer when she users herself from the store. But because she can get from another store, so it's not inui nefesh. But we said, but it is still bein olaveina. Okay, so says Rashi, Ma'inu yachol afir diktani, the afal gav, says the Bach, the ka'amar, Paris Medina Zu, or Paris Chenvenize, stam, lav lamash medainu yachol afir legamri. It doesn't mean there's no hafar at all. It just means, Ela inui nefesh kamar. There's no hafar vinui nefesh. Aval mefer, mishum dever mishum b'nai levena, that there is. She'efshar la'atzmo velo la'cherim, which again, nafkamina would be, that it's, b'nai levena is only on him, but if she would get married to somebody else later, it doesn't apply anymore. V'had amar Shmuel, mishmei d'alevi, danas ploni alai, mefer, b'n laso b'n la'cherim, that's Rabbanan. He, d'inui nefesh ave. Because that is, according to Shmuel, who's only like Rabbanan, if she answers one specific person, that is inui nefesh, and therefore that would be mufar forever, for her, for others, and if he's only like the Rabbanan, that's inui nefesh ave. Okay, so we'll just leave out the Nusach Achrina here, and goes the whole different shot. Last Rashi, El Resha, Diktani, that Paris Chenveniz Alai is Rabbi Yossi. He, Kedekam Raleo, we said that it's all Rabbi Yossi. And Kula, we're turning to Pei Beis Amid Beis and Rashi. Kula, Pirka, Rabbi Yossi, Ktani, as we've seen, the whole Pirka is Rabbi Yossi. The Ananami, Hachi Kamra, Mina, and I'm saying the same thing. Shmuel would say, the Chiamra, Hanas, Ploni Alai, that according to Rabbi Yossi, right, in a chanami, may for la'asmo, avalo l'cheri, kishar dvarim shabeno l'veina. But that's Rabbi Yossi. But again, he would say that's very nice, but I'm holding like Rabbanan, and therefore it's not a kasha. And the gears, there's a gears here not to gores the rest of the Rashi.